And now, it's time to sit back and enjoy the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Broadcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Charlie's Geekcast Presents The Green Hornet. Today's episode, The Numbers Make a Racket, which first aired on August 29th, 1939, starring Al Hodge as Britt Reed / Green Hornet and Raymond Toyo as Kato. Enjoy!
The Green Hornet. He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies that even the G-men cannot reach, the Green Hornet. With his faithful valet Kato, Britt Reed, daring young publisher, matches wits with the underworld, risking his life that criminals and racketeers within the law may feel its weight by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Britt Reed as he races toward another thrilling adventure. The Green Hornet strikes again.
Hurry, Kato. We're about to smash the numbers racket.
Call the cops!
I'm innocent! So help me, I'm innocent!
Tell it to the judge.
He didn't do it, he couldn't.
Yes, but try and prove it.
Okay, Reed, you can count on me. Well, you should know where I stand with Reed now, Casey.
I suppose you've been given a special assignment on the numbers racket.
How'd you know?
What?
Holy crow, that's just what he said. He was talking about me valuable contacts at headquarters for getting the dope on Tobin and the rest of the racketeers. But I didn't tell you.
Well, it's not hard to guess after what happened last night.
You mean one of them racketeers getting rubbed out?
Now you guessed it.
Hi, expert. Say, how's that for a snap, Casey?
Flicker, this picture's still soaking wet.
Right out of the fixing bath.
Well, what is it?
Golly, looks like a man lying in the street.
It is, hit and run.
Oh, that one.
Oh, no, youngster, there ain't nothing to get excited about, and this is there.
A lot you know. Don't you know who this is?
Should I?
Well, if you read the Sentinel, you'd know. Tell him, Casey.
You tell him. I'm getting Mr. Reed.
It's Dutcher, or it was Dutcher before he stepped in front of a car.
Holy cow! Dutcher, the numbers racketeer?
Yes, Miss Case.
Click her binny, Mr. Reed. She has a picture of Dutcher.
The hit and run?
Looks like front page, Mr. Reed. Shall I send her in?
Yes, by all means, right now.
The inner sanctum, Clicker.
What does that mean?
It means Mr. Reed wants me.
Give me a dictionary, Casey. I think she was lying.
Clicker? What about?
That there word, sanctum. Golly, it reads in an office, not a sanctum.
Good grief, Michael. That's an expression.
Oh.
Inner sanctum. It means the...
How do you do, Miss Case? So help me, you're looking like bitches in a cream.
Well, Patsy.
Who let you in, you little blister?
I come in to show the lady my new sooty. How do you like, huh? Ain't I a connoisseur for snippet clothes?
Some kind of sore.
Oh, it is pretty. Pretty elegant, Potsy.
Elegant is putting it mild. It's a wow.
Wow is right. Why, it dazzles me.
Yeah. I thought these green and red checks would knock your eyes out.
Sovereign snakes! Wait a minute.
You're not doubting my word.
So that's a new suit, eh?
That's right, pal. Fresh from the hangers.
Isn't it perhaps a trifle too fresh?
Yeah, just a feel of the goods. Feel. Patsy Petruccelli, don't fool around with burlap. Wool all of the way through.
Now listen to me, you little blister. How much did that suit set you back?
Cost me half a C note.
A C?
Ain't it sad how she don't know her pronunciations in English? C means 100. 50 boxes, half of C.
Where'd you get the dough for that?
Oh, it's not hard.
Holy crow, last night in your taxi cab, you was pulling a sob story about how bad business was.
Sure, that was last night.
You didn't win no lucky number?
So help me. For a pal, you talk like an enemy.
Maybe you too would like a boxing ring instead of boxing gloves.
Not expert than me. We're pals. Two of the three musketeers.
They told me I'd find a cab driver named Petruccelli here.
The cops?
You, Petruccelli?
Golly, I hope you've been parking near a fire plug.
That's a lie. I pull off 8 feet from the fire plug.
What do you want him for, officer, if it's him you want?
He's the guy. His mug's on the car downstairs in the cab.
Listen, you can't pin a ticket on me. I know the commissioner.
Fine. He'd like to see you anyway.
Me?
Was you driving your hack last night?
Sure, that's my job. Hacking.
Out late?
So, it's Inquisition, huh? The third degree.
Oh, Patsy, don't be silly. Answer him. I've work to do here.
Sure, Casey's right. Go on, you little half-pint. Kill him. He's an officer of the law.
Just what time did you finish the day?
Me? Well, it was 1 o'clock in the morning.
That's all I want to know.
Hey, the bracelets!
Holy crow, I ain't never heard of handcuffs for parking.
This isn't a parking ticket.
There must be some mistake, officer. What's the charge?
The charge? Lady, it's manslaughter.
Golly.
What?
He pulled a hit and run with his cab.
So help me, I'm innocent.
Your cab was seen last night. There's been a checkout for it since the killing.
But good grief, officer, it can't
be... Who was it?
It's in the papers. A guy named Deutscher.
Deutscher? Why, he's the numbers racketeer.
That's right, one of Tobin's boys. But his being a rat don't make no difference. It's still manslaughter.
Suffering snakes, you little blister. You're a bum loser. Just because you can't hit to win a number, you have to run over the guy.
I tell you, I didn't do it, so help me. I'm a flabbergasted.
Well, there must be some mistake, officer. Why, he wouldn't hurt a fly.
I tell you, I wasn't driving my cab last tonight. It was somebody else.
Never mind that. You just said you was driving, in front of witnesses, too.
Golly, that's right, Patsy. Me and Casey heard you.
Come on down to station house.
So help me, I've been framed, I've been hooked.
Keep your chin up, we'll get you out.
Out!
Oh, Lee G. Alcatraz, here I come.
Well, good grief, do you think he did it, Axford?
Holy crow, how do I know, Casey?
Miss Case, Axford, what was the row?
I could hardly hear Mr. Reed talking inside.
Golly, Reed, you got to help the little fella.
They're taking him to headquarters.
Headquarters?
Ooh, what happened?
Gosh, Mr. Reed, it's Patsy. He's been charged with a hit-and-run crime.
Patsy, the cab driver? Who do they claim he hit?
That fella last night. The numbers racketeer.
Gosh, Mr. Reed, Deutscher.
Sounds incredible. If anyone bumped off that mobster, it was racketeers, his own type of rat.
Apparently, the police have proof, Mr. Reed.
That's that blasted numbers racket. I told the little blister to lay off the numbers.
The numbers racket, eh? Get down to headquarters, Axford. Bail him out and bring him back here.
I got him, Reed. Here he is.
All right, Axford, you help Miss Case with that mail.
Don't you want my expert help?
Yes, out with Miss Case. Well, let's have the story, Patsy.
Oh, holy gee, Mr. Reed. Thanks for going my bail. They was going to railroad
me. Never mind that now. Were you driving your cab last night?
So help me, the answer's no.
You told the cop you were.
What the janks, that was before I knew what he wanted me for.
You can't change stories in midstream. Did your cab kill Deutscher?
It must have. The cops found some paint under the guy's fingernails, and it come from my hack.
Yet you still say you are not guilty.
Regardless, it's a put up a job. I wasn't driving, I tell you.
And how could your cab
Somebody else wasn't driving, the janks. Listen, let me tell you how it was.
Go ahead, but make sure it's good.
I get up this morning, see? I go out to get my cab, and it ain't there. I says to myself, it's been swiped.
Sounds fishy so far.
I ain't finished. And just when I'm going to whistle up the law to get me my cab back, so what happens?
What?
Up comes some guy. He's driving my cab. I run up to hell yelling after him. Hey, what's the idea? Car stealing, huh? So help me, nobody can play tricks with me, and I'm law legal property, huh?
Take it easy, bud.
Easy? Put him up. I'll turn you inside out. I'll break it up your looks.
You want it?
Holy gee. A century. $100.
It's yours if you forget your cab was taken.
Oh, you ain't fooling me. That long grain must be counterfeit.
Please. My kid brother took your cab last night.
Oh, so you're cracking. You admit it. So help me, I'll spread you flat. And your kid brother, too.
Now, hold on. You don't want to get a young, innocent kid in trouble.
So help me, Trouble?
Yeah. You see, he's sort of young, irresponsible. He took your cab as a gag. You know how kids are.
Sure, I was a kid once myself.
My father's pretty strict. If he finds out the kid pulled a stunt like this, he'd take him out of college.
That ain't right. Everybody's got to have education. Like Abraham Lincoln says, it's the land of the free.
Your cab hasn't been harmed. You look like an understanding fella.
So he goes on in that style some more. He turns around, so I break her right down. I'm a potty on his hands.
Potsy, the hard-boiled cab driver falling for a corn gate.
Can I help it if I'm soft-hearted? I ask you, Mr. Reed.
There's no doubt you've been framed, Potsy.
Yeah, boss, but try and prove
I'm
it.
I'm mortified. It's that numbers racket.
What are you staring at?
It's him. Like spots before the eyes, it's him.
What?
This picture. There he is. Look. Looking down on the corpse.
Clicker Benny snapped that picture, Potsy. It's your shot of Dutcher lying in the road.
So help me. There he is.
I see. Same man who talked you into pulling this absurd stunt was there last night when Dutcher's body was photographed.
Some coincidence, huh, boss?
It's more than coincidence, Jenks.
Yes, I guess it is.
It looks very much as if Potsy's cab was stolen deliberately.
It didn't walk away.
The numbers racketeers used it to murder Dutcher. Made it look like a hit and run.
And then they got worried and made Potsy the fall guy.
Who is the guy in the picture?
I don't know. Whoever he is, he's in with a racket. Tobin and the other big shots probably decided Dutcher was getting too ambitious, so they rubbed him out.
With my cab.
We'll find out who he is.
Yes, Mr. Reed.
Tell Cucker Benny to come in. I want her to do a blow-up of part of that picture she took last night.
I'll get her.
And get me the district attorney on the phone.
Can you make him talk, Mr. Reed?
I'll give that enlargement to the district attorney.
Oh, that racket's organized like an army, boss. This guy'll deny everything.
Oh, I can feel the hot seats already.
The Sentinel will do all it can, Potsy. Yes?
The district attorney on the phone, Mr. Reed.
Good. Switch him on.
It's incredulous. So help me, I'm a stand-in for a murder rap.
Hello, Martin. Reed. About that Dutcher killing last night. Yes, I bailed him out. I believe his story. I'm sending over a blow-up of the man he accuses. Have your men get busy and... Yes, my reporters will be out questioning Tobin. I'm depending on you to locate this man and make him talk.
Okay. This is your picture. How about it?
Is it a crime to look at a hit-run victim?
That cab driver says you brought his cab back in the morning.
Me? You're mistaken. I never even heard of that cab driver.
It's no use, Mr. Reed. Jenks asked Tobin.
Plenty, boss. Looks like Potsy's due for a one-way trip. All Tobin does is laugh.
It's a pipe. You pull that frame up smooth as silk, Carp.
Thanks, Tobin. I figured that cabbie would make a good fall guy.
Yeah. Dutcher was getting too big for his shoes. Had to show him who was boss of this racket.
He can't get no ideas where he is now.
Just one angle, Carp.
Yeah?
The rest of the boys are going to stay in line after they've seen what happened to Dutcher. We got to keep them in line.
Don't worry, Tobin. You're the boss. The numbers racket's all yours.
Now, hold it a second. Yeah?
Tobin, you killed Dutcher.
What the? Who is this?
You're not getting away with it.
Who is it?
Don't know. Some guy putting the pressure on. Who's talking?
You made a mistake, Tobin.
Who are you?
Have you ever heard of the Green Hornet?
The Green Hornet?
Holy smoke!
Yeah. He wasn't a pal of Dutcher's.
Dutcher had friends.
Now, listen, Hornet. I didn't rub Dutcher out. He was my pal. He worked for me. Bossed the policy runners. It was a hit and run.
Members' racket's too big for you, Tobin.
Somebody's gonna cut you down.
Now, wait a minute, Hornet. You ain't muscling in on me.
You had your warning.
You was afraid, Mr. Reed?
It wasn't hard to plant the impression that the Green Hornet was a friend of Dutcher's. Tobin will be worried. Now, it's up to us to keep him in that same frame of mind.
I understand, Mr. Reed.
So far, the police have been unable to pin the numbers racket directly on Tobin.
But it's known.
Cato, this racket is so widespread, it's hard to get proof. That puts it squarely up to us.
I see.
If Potsy can be cleared of this manslaughter charge by getting the real killers to confess, it'll reach right to the heart of the numbers racket.
That is true.
Get the Green Hornet mask and the gun, Cato. We're going out to prove that Potsy was nothing but an innocent stooge for a hit-and-run murderer. The black beauty is ready, Cato.
Yes, sir.
Potsy's taxicab was impounded in a garage as evidence. We're going to see that car.
But, Miss Brett, the police...
That's exactly it, Cato. The police guard his life because they don't think anyone would dare such a thing. But they haven't counted on the Green Hornet.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Green Hornet adventure. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a moment. To continue our story. Driving his powerful car through deserted side streets under cover of night, Britt Reed arrived at a dark alley near the garage.
Got your mask on, Cato?
Yes, sir.
Here's the garage where Potsy's cab is kept. Keep your gun handy.
Back on a beat, sticking around here watching a hit-and-run cab ain't no excitement. Who's going to...
You're wrong. What? Just don't try anything.
The Green Hornet, that man.
Look out, drop it.
Where's my gun?
Take it.
Keep your gas. Your gas, please. The Hornet.
We don't want any interference.
I can't breathe.
He's unconscious.
Got his keys.
Yes, Mr. Beth.
You saw him, Cato. He was making his regular rounds. Well, we'll keep his watchman schedule for him. There. That gives us an hour before the next signal must be turned in.
Is that enough, Mr. Reed?
Won't take half that long. How soon will he recover from the gas?
Very soon. 30 minutes.
That's plenty for our purpose. Yeah, this is the cab. Inside, Cato.
We're looking for something?
Pull out the seats. Rip the upholstery.
But, Mr. Reed, what are we looking for?
You do just as I say, Cato. You'll learn later.
Thinking, Spraggy? No, boss, I haven't seen Potsy around. Axford's out after him now. Sure, if he shows, I'll drag him in. Oh, that little cabbie's heading for the Hooskow faster than ever. A Green Hornet, no less.
Hey, Jinx, they found him.
That's a free country. Line of business. First the cops, they come after me, and now my friend, my bosom's pal. What's the idea of dragging me around like I was criminal?
The cops think you are, Potsy.
There ain't no justice. You'll see what happens on the next election.
Ah, shut up for a minute. You blab so much a guy can't hear himself think.
Where'd you find him, Axford?
You'll never guess, Jinx.
Oh, never mind the games. Where was he?
I was minding my own business.
Can you imagine the crazy coach, Jinx? He's out in bail for hitting the numbers racket here and running away. And you know what he was doing?
What?
He was buying a number.
Huh? A number from a policy runner?
Holy gee, I got my rights. Ain't I gonna need dough? How am I going to pay him out to be?
So you figured you'd buy a winning number?
Sure, I got as much chance of winning as anybody.
Of all the screwy ideas. Come on.
Hey, you can't lead me around like a boy with a ring on his nose.
Holy cow, you little half-pint. Do what Jinx says.
Where are we going? I demand to know.
To see the boss.
Oh, Mr. Reed. What do you want to see me for?
Suffering snakes because of last night.
I didn't do it. I didn't do nothing, so help me. I was asleep. Dreaming the dreams of innocence like a little child.
Who said anything about you? It was a Green Hornet.
Who are you ribbing?
Potsy, will you come along? Reed wants to see you because of what the Hornet done last night.
And I ain't enough for trouble. That Hornet, he hunts me.
He did more than that, Potsy. The Hornet ripped up your cab last night.
So I got insurance, ain't I? What difference? What?
He gassed the watchman and went all over your cab from radiator cap to taillight.
Holy gee, what for?
That's what we want to know.
Let me go. I got my rights. I got to talk to somebody.
You're going with us.
No, I ain't. I got to see Mr. Reed. He's my pal. He listens to me.
Holy crow, you little blister. That's what we brought you here for. To talk to Reed.
All right. Keep shut up. Cover up. Well, what are we waiting for? I'll tell him. I'm innocent of this. I ain't no Green Hornet. I'll tell him.
Potsy, we believe you. You know nothing about it.
What gets me, Mr. Reed, is what was the Green Hornet doing there?
Yeah, where does a hornet fit in this thing?
Golly, Reed, I bet he's in with them racketeers.
You think so, Axford?
He must be. He ain't helping Potsy.
Helping me? I shudder from the thought.
You're sure you're not keeping something back, Potsy?
Oh, Mr. Reed, you touch me to the quick. That Hornet, I don't know nothing about him.
Huh.
So help me, I'm confused about the whole affair.
I see. Okay, Potsy, that's all.
Huh?
You can go. Just remember one thing.
For you, Mr. Reed, I even remember what I forget.
You're out on bail. Now, don't try anything funny.
Not to me, not Potsy. I'm innocent. I ain't running out, even if I gotta be proved guilty to prove it.
Gosh, Mr. Reed, you don't think Potsy will jump his bail?
That little squirt might do anything.
I want Potsy watched.
Huh?
The Green Hornet's in on this. Now anything may happen.
Potsy isn't tied in with a Hornet, boss.
Perhaps other people are.
Holy crow. You mean Tobin and his gang?
Watch Potsy. He may be heading for trouble.
The poor half-pint's in plenty of trouble already.
Yeah, the numbers racketeers were bad enough, but now that the Green Hornet's involved, it may be worse.
Will you sit down, Carp? You've been wearing a hole in the floor all day, ever since the Sentinel came out with that news about the Hornet.
What was he after, Tobin?
Sit down! Yeah, that's better. Now listen.
If you got an angle...
Use your head, Carp. That Hornet guy wasn't fooling last night.
You gonna let him muscle in?
You were driving that cab. What did you leave in it?
I told you...
You must have left something.
I didn't. I checked everything. My wallet, keys. There ain't nothing missing.
Why was the Hornet there, then?
Search me. That cab was as clean as a whistle. The cops went over it.
Not as thoroughly as I did, Carp.
What the...
Nast!
The Hornet. Leave that girl alone, Tobin. Nobody pulls a gun while the Hornet's around except me.
A gun?
How did you get in here? I
didn't... Through the door. You were too busy worrying.
What did you find in that cab?
What cab?
Don't stall.
Shut up, Carp. Tobin can do all the talking.
I didn't...
I said shut up. The Green Hornet doesn't talk to anyone but the big shot.
Listen, Hornet. We know you got something.
Do you?
You ain't out for peanuts.
I'm out for your racket, Tobin.
You grabbed off some evidence, huh?
If I have something on you, I can go to the police with it.
Carp, I knew you was a sap. You left something in that cab when you sliced down Dutcher and the Hornet found it.
You don't like competition, do you, Tobin?
Listen, Hornet. You got the pressure on, so I'll play ball.
You will.
I didn't know Dutcher was a pal of yours, honest.
There are a lot of things you don't know.
Yeah. You ain't sore?
About Dutcher? No.
Okay. You say you want to cut in the take?
Keep talking, Tobin.
Hand over what you lifted from that cab and we can talk split.
I have nothing with me.
You didn't bring it?
Where is it? Where you got it?
What time is it?
It's 11 o'clock.
We'll talk business in an hour.
What's the matter with right now?
Now? If you want to.
Don't be a sap, Tobin.
Huh?
How do we know this guy ain't pulling a bluff?
What are you driving at?
He ain't showed us nothing yet. He's got evidence. Let him bring it out. Then we can talk.
I see why Carp is your right-hand man, Tobin. He's, smart.
Okay, Hornet. When and where?
Wherever you say.
What's the matter with here?
Here? Nothing.
Okay, here. How soon can you bring back what you got?
You can expect me in an hour.
We'll be waiting.
Just a place, Mr. Britt?
Potsy lives here, Cato. Axford and Jenks are here with him. Possibly Miss Benny, too.
What for, Mr. Britt?
I told him to watch Potsy. Wait here, Cato.
Mr. Britt, they know you.
I'm not going inside their door. You see this?
A piece of paper.
I took it off Tobin's desk while I was talking to him before. I'm going to leave this where Jenks or Axford can see it.
Now?
Potsy is under a manslaughter charge. There's a policeman standing guard over him. He's the one I want to take with me.
I better go with you.
No, Cato, you stay here with the Black Beauty. I can handle this myself.
Ain't none of you ever going home? It's 11:30.
Holy crow, Potsy, we're guarding you.
You don't have to hang around, Axford. I'm keeping my eye on him.
You're valuable, Potsy. After all, the boss doesn't want to lose that bail he put up for you.
I'm mortified. I don't even trust myself no more.
That's what Mr. Reed is afraid of.
Oh, go on home, babe. You're losing your beauty sleep.
Quiet, you little squirrel. That ain't no way to talk to a lady.
Why, Axford, what chivalry.
Relax, Potsy. The Sentinel is safeguarding you.
And the police, too, after that Green Hornet business last night.
All right, you can stay.
Sure,
but
babe.
You ain't no pal of mine. Outside.
Listen, guy.
Never mind the compliments. If you're guarding me, you can do it from outside.
Okay. The air's fresher anyhow. Why don't they damn that little hoosis in the jug? Seen more fuss about this hit-and-run job.
Don't move.
Who the deuce?
He's going down the hall.
Let go. Who are you? The Hornet.
Come on, if I have to carry. Come on now. Hey,
you guys. You.
What happened?
It was out here.
Holy crow, he's gone.
Hey, what's this? I found it on the floor.
Give me a clicker. Holy mackerel, it's a piece of stationery with Tobin's name on it.
Tobin? You mean that racketeer took the cop?
All I gotta say is I hope he keeps him. A free country, and him outside my door. It serves him right, so help me.
But why?
Holy crow, listen to that. It's the Green Hornet.
I'm a delirious. What's a going on?
We are. We're going after him.
Sure, Jenks, but where?
Do you need a diagram, clicker? This piece of paper.
Oh, you mean Tobin's place.
Golly, we better hurry. That Hornet car moves awful fast.
So will we. And the cops, too. Where's your phone, Potsy?
Me? I used the one in the drugstore.
Well, let's go. If the Green Hornet's heading for Tobin's place, I want to be there with the cop.
Where is that guy, Tobin? It's 12 o'clock.
Okay, Tobin.
Oh. Yeah. You got it?
I've been thinking it over. Why have Carp in on this?
Huh?
He bumped off Dutcher, didn't he?
What about it? Sure I did. So what?
He was taking orders from me, Hornet. I told him to swipe that cab and use it on Dutcher.
I don't like murderers, Tobin.
I told you, Tobin. The Hornet's a pal of Dutcher.
You're through, Carp.
So you've been pulling a phony. You didn't get no evidence.
All I wanted from you was a confession, and I got it.
That don't make sense.
What's that?
The cops. It's a double cop.
Get away from those lights, Hornet.
Outside. I'm leaving.
There he goes out the window.
Wait. I'll put on the lights.
We better scram. The cops are coming.
What for? They ain't got nothing on us. The only one who heard was the Hornet.
Yeah, that's right.
Where is it? Hit a picture, Clicker. It's the Hornet.
Wait a minute. What does this mean?
Holy crow, you lad. Don't try to tell us the Hornet was here.
Sure he was. But he left through that window.
What about the policeman?
It's a mystery. I should have stood in bed.
Hey, look at this.
Huh?
Holy mackerel, it's a cop. He's been out on the fire escape all the time.
Take these ropes off me. I got plenty to talk about.
How'd you get out there?
The Hornet. He parked me on the fire escape. Dolan, keep those two rats covered.
Sure.
They're the ones that bumped off Dutcher. I heard the whole thing.
What?
Let go of me, you.
Don't move, Tobin.
They got us, Tobin. That blasted Green Hornet put us on the spot.
Wow, what a yarn. Come on, Clicker. The front page is waiting.
With pictures.
Hey, Patsy. What are you looking so glum about? You're standing in a corner like you were dumbstruck.
There ain't no justice. So help me.
You're dumb, Squirt. You're free. The racket's busted up.
That's what I'm crying about. Why couldn't that Green Hornet wait till tomorrow?
Tomorrow? What for?
Hard luck, Patsy. That's me. Look at that paper. That's the number. The winning number. And you know who's holding that number?
Holy crow. You got the winning number? You, Patsy?
So help me. I'm mortified. It's a disaster. I get the winning ticket, and what happens? Before I can collect, that Green Hornet busts the racket wide open. Give me your handkerchief. I'm going to start crying out loud.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Green Hornet Incorporated. The situations and characters depicted in this drama are fictitious. Any similarity to actual persons or events of the past or present is coincidental.